I don't even know if this
Exactly.
is an argument.
But
It's
hey,
just like a
content,
silly.
Errol, content.
If our listeners are willing to listen to us rant for 10 minutes about bread and pastry, then...
Hey, that's how YouTube works. Drama, Errol. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first official episode of Flowable, a podcast where we talk about whatever we see fit. We're your hosts, The Origin Errol, and every week, we'll talk about a topic and then ramble on about it for however long. Now, Errol, what has become of this year?
Everything's been a train wreck.
It really has. It's definitely harder for school students than it is everyone else, though. Let's be real.
I'd say the people who are, like, freelancers and those who aren't being, like, paid by the government. And especially like restaurateurs, because if they're not getting the support they need, then they don't have the services to like continue providing food for customers, then that just puts them in a really difficult place because they're not able to do anything and they're not getting their income and they can't put it online.
That's very true. But let's be fair, like 60% of the country has not benefited at all from COVID.
I don't think really anybody other than streaming services have been helped by the situation.
It doesn't really, because like the whole COVID situation, it doesn't really affect like YouTubers and such, because they've always just been at home anyway. But for everyone else, it's been like miserable.
Yeah, I mean, like, I do feel sad for the students who are taking exams right now, because they're constantly moving between in real life teaching and then virtual schooling, and with that, it just becomes a jumble because you can't keep on top of things, and you're not, you know. There's no boundary between like rest and work because you're doing both in the same place. So I definitely have some sort of sympathy towards them.
And also the past academic year, especially for like the year 11s and the upper 6th, and like they don't get to do their tests, so they have to work on academic. The students that do well are gonna get 9s, obviously, but the children who like just mess around and bank on the fact that they'll pass on the test, they're gonna like get down.
Yeah, and I also like have sympathy for those who are like engineering and all of that stuff.
Yeah, my dad is actually an engineer, and he got sacked from his old work because of COVID, and he had to find a new one. Luckily, he did. He's fine now, but
he was sacked.
Yeah, because they had to get rid of some like workers because COVID happened. They don't.
Cool. He wasn't even furloughed.
What do you mean?
Like he wasn't. Put off work and he would still be paid.
No.
They just kicked him permanently.
So essentially, my dad didn't get fired or anything for doing anything wrong. But I think the company was gonna like go bankrupt if they didn't fire some people. They were like paying the workers. So, and my dad was one of the like the higher up people who were fired. But that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Where did he work?
Oh, he was like a project manager in like some. Company. He has a new job now.
I feel fortunate because my parents are in this position where they're still able to continue working. Because my mom's a nurse.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, my mom's a nurse. She's able to work with the NHS just fine. My dad is he works in admin for the NHS. But he's able to do his stuff at home.
Yeah.
And I feel very lucky in the sense that we're still able to get income and live as normal as we can. Without being impacted too much.
Yeah, my mom is also like an NHS worker, but she's also a nurse, but like, she probably won't be able to sustain all of us working, because I know.
And luckily, none of us have been beaten by the virus, just a common cold, so.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, there was that time where our year group had to isolate, remember?
Yeah, that was kind of scary.
It was boring.
It's boring and fun, if you
it's
think
not
about
fun.
It.
Online school is terrible. Google Meet, come on.
George, we go to the same school.
I know, that's the point. I'm venting my frustration.
Okay, go ahead, vent as much as you want.
Okay. If one person, I guess my year group, got the virus, so everyone has to isolate, obviously. And it's not like the relaxing thing where it was like over isolation, like in the holidays, where you get to relax, do whatever you want. It's not like during the isolation, like the original one, where all the work is just laid out for you. You can do it whenever you want. But here in the isolation, in the school term, you have to wake up at certain points and like you have to do work at certain points to enter the meeting. Which I just want to sleep in school.
It's like isolating at home is a mix between work, doing actual school work, and having a holiday, because you're like
I get it. It's weird. However, there is a problem though. Whenever I'm at home, I wanted to go back to school, but when I'm at school, I just realize I just want to go back home again.
Oh, I've had that same feeling. It's like I can never find like the exact thing that satisfies me.
That's very true. It's what it is apparently. But hopefully.
Have you been going out, like out of the house? Really?
No.
As in, like, not at all during the start of the pandemic.
Oh, I went out because like the pandemic, the lockdown only happened like in March, so I did go out like to church and whatever before then. But then like during lockdown, I didn't go out like at all. I finally didn't go out. Then like during like September, October, we started going out with like friends in our bubble, camping or whatever. But then now we're in tier or stage 2 of the lockdown. You have to stay home.
And yeah, you can't do anything. Weirdly enough, I did the same thing. It was mostly spent like 4 months. I had to stay at home completely bedridden. And I couldn't go out to the shops. Well, not like bedridden in the sense that I stay in bed the whole time. But like, I had to stay at home and I could not go out for any reason at all.
Oh, yeah, that's...
It gives you homesickness, even though you're at home.
Yeah, or at least, like,
yeah.
Also, like, the first time I got McDonald's in, like, September, for, like, the first time since, like, March, it was the happiest moment in my life.
You know what? I haven't had McDonald's since February.
Oh, you should get it. It's
I really miss it so much. You know what's even worse?
What's up?
I haven't had Greg's. Since the start of the pandemic, and I am just
I can live without Greggs. Greggs is just bread and sausages. You can just make that
home. Hey, you've just offended a lot of Greggs fans.
Yeah,
bread and sausages. In other words, that is hot dogs. They don't do hot dogs.
Well, sausages encased with bread and also square
pizzas.
It's
not bread, it's 99 layers of golden buttery puff pastry.
It's still not equals bread! Whatever, it's pastry is bread! You're made of wheat!
So are you saying that donuts are bread?
Yes, they are! But they're just sweetened with sugar and, like, frosting and stuff.
Why, so you put sugar in, like, a dough mixture and then you're saying, oh, this is a donut.
Hey, a brioche bun with frosting is actually a common English snack.
But is brioche a bread?
Yes, brioche bun.
Pastry is the thing that encapsulates everything related to baking. Bread goes under that. Well, bread's almost a separate category. Bread and pastry.
They still equal the same thing.
They do not equal the same thing, George.
Yeah, they taste different. Their textures are different, whatever. But essentially, their origins are the same.
The origin? They're both wheat. Origin? What do you mean they're both wheat? So granola bars are also bread. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, it's because brioche and like cake and like donut and like bread, they're all in the same state. They're all in the same physical state.
What bread state is that, Leoge? Tell me.
Like a block of... Like a bread roll is equal to like a brioche roll or whatever. They come in like pretty much the same sort of structure with cereal and granola and stuff. They come in bits.
I think this is just like the argument where there's no clear winner. I don't even know if this is an argument.
But
it's
hey,
just like...
Content,
silly.
Errol. Content.
Well, If our listeners are willing to listen to us rant for 10 minutes about bread and pastry, then...
Hey, that's how YouTube works. Drama, Errol. But hopefully things will have been, like, died. But...
I hope 2021 will be better.
Thing is, we waited. 2020 was, like, the start of a new decade, okay?
Yeah, we were so excited. It's weird because when we wish things to be better, we don't realise that something is, like, good until the next year happens.
Yeah.
And I think that could be like represented through YouTube Rewind.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the quality of it just degrades every year and you think, oh no, this is so bad, I wish it got better. And it's like, oh, I didn't know it could get this bad.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they're going to do it.
Yeah, I understand. However, I've just been wondering, every like terrible thing in the recent history has happened on a year that's a multiple of four. Let me show you. The year 2000, Y2K happened. Do you know about Y2K, Errol?
Y2K?
It's where it's because we're going to a new millennium, and then like all like the clocks or whatever, the year clocks just like broke down because like it was.
Oh, as in the internet?
Well, not necessarily the internet, like all like the clocks and machines and like that.
Yeah, that's what I was meaning, yeah. Oh, yeah, that would have been a pain to figure out.
And then, yeah. And then 2012 was the year that the world was going to, obviously. Yeah. And then 2016 was Trump and his presidency, which people hated even though they voted for him. But then 2020 is this.
And we're still having to deal with another presidential situation.
Yeah, who's currently winning? Because I haven't.
I have no idea. I don't want to know.
Even though I'm
honestly too anxious I don't know if picking Biden will be worse. Because
let's be real. The past 4 years, Trump hasn't destroyed the U.S., has he?
He's definitely taken some people's brains and hardwired them, and you know.
I mean, sure. But his personality, he's technically, like, improved since the debate of 2016. 2016, he was, like, throwing everything. But then, like, here, he's actually thinking of things. But from what I've seen, I could be completely wrong about this, but...
I don't know, it's like, I wouldn't say I'm a supporter of both, but I wouldn't say I hate both of them either.
I mean, Trump's definitely better than Hillary, obviously.
I mean, like, Trump did good because he was, like, broken all these deals with, like, Sudan and various other regions that I can't think out of the top of my head, but I mean those were good in my opinion. I think it's good that he's been able to make deals between these.
I mean, let's be real. If Hillary was elected president, she was about to go to war with Russia. World War III was going to happen if Hillary was president.
But then again, there's Trump and China. And I mean,
didn't Trump support China though?
I mean, like, I saw something in like the election where he was like paying into Chinese accounts or whatever, but I don't know anything.
As far as I
know, he's been trying to cut China out of the nation entirely. He's been calling coronavirus the China virus. And right. He's been, like, cutting 5G from, like, a Chinese company from Huawei. He's been cutting them out of the US's network. And, in fact, Trump even talked to Johnson and got him on board on cutting Huawei out of 5G. Now they're struggling because of that. Huawei's struggling. I definitely feel like there's some sort of heat between the US and China.
Yeah, I get it, but I'm not really into politics, so I don't.
Yeah, I don't like political stuff.
However, we do have a friend who's into politics, and he might be like special guest.
Special guest. Ooh, yeah. I wonder who that special guest is.
Yeah. We'll see.
We've been talking for longer than 10 minutes, haven't we?
Hey, go with the flow. Go with the flow. That's the name of the show, Flowable. Go with the
flow. Go with the flow.
Well, it looks like we're out of time, but check back in and hopefully you'll find another egg that's been scrambled. We're the Origin Errol, and this has been Flowable. See you all next
See you guys next episode.
See ya.